Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Hey, right, guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello. Okay.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Okay.
Well. Welcome back.
These
to
intros
the worst
are getting better
ever.
All the time.
We're
right?
really on year two of this 1 year long series. We're really starting to find our groove in starting the episodes.
Just talked over me as I said the name of the show.
We have a
we
name.
Don't have a name.
Hello, I am Blank, and this is Blank.
Mm-hmm. You were right,
doing?
Though. Whatever you said about how this is Welcome to Worst Year Ever, you were right. I just needed to get in my joke. Classic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good teamwork right there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Teamwork makes the dream.
Works.
Yep. That's how that's. Works.
That's how we got Shark Tale.
How are you guys doing?
Terrible.
This afternoon. Terrible. Why?
Oh, God.
Because I spent my weekend up in a desolate mountain stalking black-tailed deer, and now there's the internet, and I'm getting emails and texts.
So the good part
I hate
was
it.
The deer stalking.
That was incredible.
The bad part is...
That was
see,
perfect.
See, I thought you were about to set up a story as to why
no,
that was
the
a bad experience,
part is
but no,
I came
reality...
Back.
Yeah.
Never check your email after coming back from something that you enjoyed.
I
just don't.
Never check your email. Throw your phone in the ocean, light your laptop on fire, bomb a power substation.
I just think you should just take
out protest
of
a power.
No, go take out your internet, your local internet, so there's no
take it out.
Recourse. You
find Mark Zuckerberg in his home.
Yeah.
Find Johnny AT&T and take him out.
Al Gore. I guess it only works for me, though, because when my power goes out or the internet goes out, I don't have cell reception. So that would be the answer to my problem.
Incredible.
I know.
Isn't that
I know.
Nice?
Unless
Doesn't
it's an emergency in
nice.
Which I'm fucked. Mm. Coming
Katie,
back
that's
to
why
life.
You get a machete.
That's why I get a machete. Well, you have to give me one. Christmas is coming, Robert.
Mm.
Okay. All right, Katie.
You said that like, okay.
Like,
all right.
Okay.
Slow down now.
You asked for it.
You said machete, so you're getting an illegal rifle.
But either one works.
So what
fine.
If like she asked for like a kitchen knife or like a butter knife?
Funny enough,
is that
I
you
do
get a,
not.
Is that how do you get a machete from Robert?
Maybe a Russian have, Buck mobile missile launcher for anti-air applications.
I have a confession. That's not a joke, which is I don't have any kitchen knives.
Wait, how are you living?
No, okay, I should take that back. I've got like butter knives.
That's not a kitchen knife.
It's not a kitchen
knife. I know.
That's a stick that you use to pry things.
That's a butter spreader.
Look, okay, gentlemen. You are correct. Of course, you are correct. I went through a big breakup recently, and I had to buy all new kitchen stuff.
Oh, right.
And I got to knives, and I was like... Honestly, it's been at the point when I was thinking of buying knives, I was like, it's been a month and a half and I haven't needed these knives.
Yeah, it all circles back to your breakup registry idea.
I know.
Yeah, that is an incredible idea.
Such a good idea. Yeah.
I broke up 4 years ago and I still only have a single pan and I stole that pan from my last roommate.
Yeah. The butter knives are my exes. It's true. So yeah, I don't have
metaphor?
Eyes, but I will procure
no,
them. No, it's not. It's laziness. It's time for me to get knives. Mom, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas. I don't know. It's the kind of thing
or
I don't want to buy for
myself. You know, at Behind
Knife-mas.
The Bastards, people, Sophia Alexandra asked for knives from listeners, and they sent her a bunch of knives, some of them loose in a plastic bag or in a paper bag.
Oh my God, is that
notes.
What's going to happen? You,
God willing.
Guys, I could use some knives.
Send Katie
just
knives.
Just loose knives.
Loose knives.
Loose, yeah. Loose knives in sacks with insane handwritten notes.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Or clippings from magazines.
Yes, clippings from magazines.
Use the knives to cut those pages up.
Yeah, get on it, folks. Mm-hmm. Do we have a job today? What is our job? What do we do?
We've been vamping for 5 solid minutes.
Well, about time to go to ads then.
Can
we talk about the news here?
Okay, what's up in the news?
In general, I mean, like, not exclusively. Is this jogging your memory at all?
What?
You asked me what we do here.
What do we do? What is our, who are we?
We talk about the news mostly.
Okay. So the Tonkin Gulf, a lot of people are debating whether or not, you know, we should invade Vietnam. And I don't think we have any choice. Cody?
Okay.
I would say we probably have a choice, but that's just me. Mm-hmm.
I would say we definitely have a choice.
Well.
And the choice is do
clear?
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a bit. There's some more current events that have happened in between then and now.
Cody, explain to me the Superman. I understand that he's bi now, and some mm-hmm. people are very angry.
Well,
and
yeah,
other
they
people
are.
Like me are going, Superman fucks?
No, they are rightfully angry. This is disgusting wokeness. Yeah, what's up?
Can I read what Garrison wrote for us? Because I think
God
it's
willing.
Really good. Okay. Mm-hmm. The new comic book Superman, Jonathan Kent, Clark, and Lois's son, loves to kiss boys. That's all he does now, fly around and fight cute boys to kiss. That's the whole comic. Because this is based and cool, it's obviously triggered the little gamma snowflake cons who get grossed out by hot smooching. And I thought that was just really good and succinct way of phrasing it.
Yeah, no, that's
come along as a writer.
I'm so glad to see him, finding his own. And
that says it
blooming.
All.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, Superman's bi now, but also, like, Superman is Clark's son.
Here's my question.
Yeah, what's up?
Being an alien.
What's up?
Is Superman even bi, or does Superman not have a sexuality that registers on traditional human scales because he's not a human?
Yeah, this
or
is
even
my
male.
Main, I've got so many things to say about it. I wish I didn't have so much to say about bisexual Superman, because Superman's an alien. But he's a male alien, and he likes to fuck
he's
human women, and that's
he's
important
super
to know.
Alien. He's a
he
super
fucks
alien.
Human women. Okay, he likes.
Has
human
he ever fucked?
Yeah, he had a son who's bisexual.
I mean, there's an exceptional,
I know, but in the
exceptional science fiction short story. Who is it by? It's the one analyzing how Superman's cum would function. And pointing out the fact that based on the other things we know about him, his semen would penetrate Lois Lane fatally and then continue out on throughout the universe, like endlessly
indefinitely.
Wiping out
all
life.
It's a fact from Mallrats.
Yeah, it's called Man of Steel, Woman of Kleenex. No, it's by Larry Niven.
Okay.
Google Man of Steel, Woman of Kleenex. It's an incredible. Larry Niven's
I'm
like
be honest,
a real
I might not do
science
that.
Fiction writer.
That's like kind of beside the point, but it is like part
is
of the point, because he's an alien and she's a human woman. And do you have a problem with that? No. Okay. All these dorks love Star Trek. All the aliens and humans are fucking and sucking in that. Like it's whatever. And I wish we didn't have to talk about this, but politicians are because that's just where we're at. That's what we talk about now. That's what people running for office and people in office complain about. Wendy Rogers, an Arizona state Republican.
God damn.
Who has spread election disinformation in the past. Her tweet reads, Superman loves Lois Lane, by the way. did not correctly say Lois Lane. She's right on the money there.
Perfect.
Superman does love Lois Lane. Period. Hollywood is trying to make Superman gay, and he is not. Just rename the new version Superman, so
don't
we
even
can all
that.
Know the difference and avoid seeing it.
What is this? What is Superman?
Because
a joke
gay
about?
People have lisps, and she hates gay people.
Shut
is what
up.
The joke
that's,
is. Yeah, that's exactly
I'm
what
sorry,
she's saying.
I really
right there.
Didn't get it. That's
yeah, because
awful.
It's because
I really wish I hadn't asked.
Yeah, you didn't get it because it's not funny, and also like it doesn't reflect your worldview, so you're not going to go, oh, ha ha ha, because of the lisp thing. So she's clearly it's all it's just
you know,
it's,
you know who also has lisps? Straight men.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were doing an ad pivot, and I was going to be like, Katie, that's not. Oof.
God does, though. God has a universal list.
I just accidentally started playing the Talking Heads in my earbuds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which song?
This Must Be the Place.
I was going to say that's a great one, but is there a single Talking Heads song that isn't completely perfect?
No. I can't think of one. So leave it in or cut it. I don't care. I've stopped the music. Cody,
one rule for my podcasts and any podcast I'm on, and it's if someone mentions Talking Heads, nobody cuts that shit.
Okay, well, maybe Daniel can play just a clip of that song.
The band.
And then we'll throw
not
on Psycho
like
Killer
afterwards.
Idea. Who gives a shit? Sorry.
David Byrne's solo stuff is also wonderful. Anywho,
he's
continue.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's genius. All right, okay. Superman's gay and we hate it. Oh, we're so mad.
We are on fire today.
He's also like bisexual. Nailing the thing is, okay, so then there's like a lot of other, like Josh Mandel, who's running for Senate in Ohio. Good luck, Ohio. bisexual comic books for kids. They are literally trying to destroy America. Not sure how, not sure what that means. I just know that it's homophobic. Josh Barnett, a lot of Josh's up in here. Why does Hollywood have to ruin everything? Well, first of all, it's not Hollywood, it's a comic book, so you don't even know what you're talking about. But also, what is ruined here? I would love to actually play this clip on Laura Ingraham's show with, I don't know, some twerp, because it's fascinating and it really gets to the core of what's actually going on here, which is homophobes trying to pretend that they're not. By saying that they don't want to know at all what the sexuality of anyone is. So we're going to play it real quick. It's very short, so apologies ahead of time.
Superman bisexual DC comic book toy that was announced today. Finally, nowhere to go.
Well, that comes after a gay Aquaman, a bisexual boy wonder, Robin, and a gender-fluid Loki. Call me when they have a gender-stable aisle with superheroes whose sexualities we know nothing about. Why are they sexualizing superheroes? You know, I was a Batman and a Superman, Spider-Man kid. I loved those heroes. We just wanted them to get the bad guys, not a venereal disease. Anyway, leave our comic book heroes alone, Laura. We don't want to hear any more about what they do.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So, I have so much to say about this. This is fascinating. It's unbelievable the worldview these people pretend to have. So, first of all, the idea that we have not ever known the sexuality of any superhero is laughable. The idea that we only want superheroes to fight crime is laughable. Stories require an emotional human element. That's why every single one of these fucking characters has a love interest. You know Superman loves Lois Lane. You know Spider-Man wants to marry Mary Jane, and they end up doing it. And you cheer for them because they did it. They got their romantic interest. It's
unbelievable. The most famous scene from the first Spider-Man movie, it has nothing to do with Spider-Man's powers and everything to do with him doing that upside-down kiss with what's-her-name.
That's what we want out of these. That if it was just fighting crime, it'd be boring as fuck. What would you be watching?
We don't sexualize superheroes. Well, actually, we very much do.
Two of the most famous superheroes are Batman, a billionaire playboy, and Iron Man, a billionaire playboy. Their character description is that they fuck women constantly. We aggressively know what their sexuality is. It is unbelievable.
Don't tell me that, Catwoman isn't some sort of fetish.
I watched that old Batman movie. Catwoman absolutely fucks.
They all fuck, and we all know who they fuck. So they're not actually saying we don't want to know their sexuality. They're saying we want them to be straight. We don't want them to be gay. We don't want to see that. We want them to be ignored. We want
and
to put them all away.
Associating, diseases and
That's a whole other
bad
can of worms
things.
There.
Yeah, that's
straight people don't have venereal diseases.
Oh, so straight sex won't get me. VD.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know? Talk to Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend about that.
Cody, it's remarkable because when you were first pitching this as a topic, I was like, I don't think there's that much meat there, but here we are. There's lots to chew on.
It's this one clip. This one clip says it all. It's what they're doing.
one of the things that pisses me off most about this, as someone who doesn't even like comics as a general rule, Superman has been a communist. He has been, I'm fairly certain, a zombie. he has been a fascist. He has been every single possible thing other than bisexual at this point in the thousands of Superman comics there have been.
It's his son. It's his son.
And it's his son,
I
guess.
Whatever. Superman.
I don't give a shit. Comics are ridiculous. And one of the things about comics is that because the potential audience for them is so wide, eventually every character will be almost every conceivable kind of thing, because that's just what comics do. Because you can only tell so many stories about them punching people. So you make Batman into, I don't know, a fucking hipster brewing IPAs in Portland. Like, everything done in comics. It's fine. They're comics.
And they're called, What If is an entire genre of comic book for these fucking people.
Well, so everything that you guys are saying is, of course, true. I think that to me, what really, the meat of it that pisses me off so much about it is this fake outrage and repeated framing of this is the destruction of America.
Yes.
This old hackneyed line of thinking that people abandoned a long time ago, you know, in general, you know, this sexuality thing. But when literally things are happening all around us that these politicians have the power to do something about, and instead they're talking about this and adding distraction after distraction so that people aren't talking about what they aren't doing.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I mean, obviously,
it's a waste. It's a complete waste of time, culture war bullshit. But also, like, it is this them being openly homophobic while telling themselves that they're not. It's that sort of thing. Like, I don't care what happens in your bedroom. I just don't want to know about it. You do care, because when you do know about it, you get mad. And if you see Superman fuck a woman, if you see any of these superheroes fuck, like, in a straight way, they will not say a single word. Because to them, that's not shoving it down their throat. That's just the way things are. That's, like, the normal way. But they don't want to see the other thing, because if you say, like, Superman's bisexual, then, like, the image pops into their head, and, like, they're just like, ick, ew! And it's just... It's like a gross, dishonest way of framing. Like, I'm cool with gay people. I just don't want to see it. If you don't, then you're not actually cool with it, because you don't want them to exist. You don't want society to acknowledge the existence of anybody other than Batman. He fucks thousands of women every year, but that's not shoving sexuality down your throat. That's just the way things are. And just, like, again, the idea that, like, we want superheroes to just fight crime. We don't want them to, like, talk to other people.
No,
or have relationships.
Crime is boring.
Or, like,
that's always the most least part. Interesting part of any superhero story is the fighting crime part.
Right. Like it's like, okay, all the emotional stuff, it leads up to some punchy fight. Okay, great. Like, but, like, if you get rid of that.
That's the reason why, I don't know, the Batman versus Alien thing was only ever a short, because that got everything. Like, nobody wants to see more of that shit. It's like why we don't. Like, we don't do the Nolan-type Batman movies anymore because, okay, we did it. We saw him fight crime. Let's do some weird shit. That's apparently what people want. I don't want it because I don't watch superhero movies. But, like, I know what people want because I watch what's successful now. And nobody wants Batman stopping muggers. They want Batman shooting lasers at Superman. I feel like there's lasers in the new one, the new
there's
extended Zach, whatever his name is, Snyder.
I
that made people happy,
correct.
And it seemed ridiculous. So whatever. Like,
I wonder if Batman's behind Havana Syndrome anyway, or Superman.
Sure, why not?
Oh my
Make
gosh,
Batman
yeah.
be Havana Syndrome. Have Batman declare a one man more on the entire international security apparatus. Let's do it.
Also, I love this this Onion headline gets to another point that I think is really funny. Is bisexual Superman ruins comic for fan who preferred smoldering homoerotic undertones. It's like, yeah, for years, like, it's just it's just nonsense. I like Spider-Man at best when he's just swinging through the city and then thwipping criminals and then going to the next criminal to thwip and then going to the next criminal to thwip. I don't know his experience in high school or, like, it's just unbelievable.
I just want a Spider-Man who, before he does every power thing, you know, he shoots his webs, he swings, he uses his super strength. I want him to say, "I don't fuck." Every panel. Yes, yes. That's yes. what Finally. I need to not feel challenged.
Also, if there was a fucking superhero who is asexual, they'd be like, "What? I don't." But that's what you want,
boring.
Right? Isn't that what you want? You want?
Yeah. When we have like the fucking Vision is what, like a robot alien thing, and we had to make him fuck.
We had to sexualize him.
We want them all to fuck. We need our superheroes to fuck. So why don't they fuck a bunch of different things? It's fine.
I believe that was in the comics code, right? They have to fuck?
Yeah, that's the
they
comics
have to
code.
Fuck.
We do have to also take a break. For
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we should probably talk about something less ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry we even had to talk about this. It's just like politicians
really
are talking about it. Everyone's talking
it.
About it. It's just embarrassing and a way to be homophobic.
Let's talk about
and
that when we get back.
Stuff. And well, it's
how embarrassed
be
we are for how much we just talked about it.
But cool. You know who fucks everything of all genders? And no genders, who just fucks the products and services that support this podcast indiscriminately.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Oh, we're back. So before we actually move on to the actual news, I want to talk about what we just did, which is talk about fucking moral panic over bisexual Superman son, which is stupid and not news. And we talked about it instead of talking about, I don't know, the Mexican government trying to declare war on the Zapatistas or a million other, the Bashar al-Assad being brought back into Interpol, a billion different like things that are life or death for huge numbers of people around the world. And in part of it, it's because I didn't prepare things on either of those because I was reading people yell about Superman on Twitter. And that's an indictment of me for sure. But it's also like it's why this stupid shit happens. It's the tactical reason behind like pushing these kind of bullshit moral panic. I don't even know exactly how to these like bullshit culture war like nonsense. And like I get why there's fuel for people to be like fetching about identity politics stuff, and they're wrong when they're saying like we shouldn't be arguing about, you know, trans rights or whatever because it's, you know, it's IDPOL and we should be talking about class. Like that's incorrect, but the reason that those arguments have a little bit of weight is that we are wasting our brains on this fucking more on culture war bullshit. And this is culture war bullshit, right? Trans rights is not culture war bullshit. That's life and death and incredibly important. Arguments about like whether or not bisexual Superman is whatever,
something worth talking about at all.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah.
But you also, it floods the zone and both a mix of people laughing and like, now you have to deal with the fact that like, okay, the whole right is using this as an excuse to like attack this group of people or that, or they're trying to get these people fired and like some sort of a defense seems like it's necessary. And it's, I hate it. But I don't entirely know how to outmaneuver it, especially since we just talked about it for 24 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's just being aware of that happening. And like, we're having this conversation. There are plenty of things to be said about what's happening and it doesn't mean anything. But we are buying into it, but it's happening. But at the same time, we know that this is kind of like cover.
Yeah.
They're using this to not talk about all the things that are happening around us right now or to cloud the discourse so that there isn't enough room or oxygen for the other stories that are vitally important to breathe. Good point that I am reiterating.
And like it's frustrating because they're doing it no matter what, even if we didn't do this segment. And like part of me is like we can just ignore it and that'll make it go away.
On it too.
But because like it is literally just like them like normalizing this fun way to be homophobic, and it's like well you got to at least mention that that's what they're doing, so that I don't know maybe if your uncle is fucking complaining about bisexual Superman, you can have a reasonable chat with him and point out how these people are fucking wasting his time.
Well,
and rules,
I think that you
know?
You also include, yeah, yes, exactly. Like, there's no point in having this conversation when these other things are happening. And why did Josh Mandel talk about how bisexual comic books is destroying
America? And also, what does that mean?
While I know. What does that mean?
Yeah, but what in God's
while
name
also
does that mean?
Endorsing conspiracy theories about January 6th and conspiracies about George Soros and the deep state. Now, what's actually destroying America?
Me, inshallah. Yeah.
Superman's son or Robert Evans. Anyway, we should talk about other things now.
Yeah, the bisexual half alien, half human fucking
God,
let's talk about
just
whatever you say, thank God.
Southwest.
Whatever you're about to say. All right.
Not
Southwest Airlines, not the region.
Yes. The airline, not the region.
Yeah, not the second best region of the United States, for sure.
Yeah, so Southwest Airlines canceled more than 350 flights on Monday following... this is cancel culture. It's finest.
You're not allowed
following,
to do that.
Sorry.
A weekend of major disruptions that it blamed on bad weather and air traffic issues. But it turns out it's much... bigger than that. The disruptions became because there's like a strike. People are refusing to show up to work in protest of the vaccination mandate. But that's not quite the accurate story. Apparently that it's more about the union, what do we call them? The gentlemen that fly, the pilots.
Yeah,
I can't believe I said gentlemen.
There's a number of names
the
they go by.
The gentle people. The gentle people that fly the pilot.
I call them sky pimps.
The sky pimps.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what they prefer.
What is the word? Sky pimp?
Sky pimp. Sky pimps. The sky
that's
pimps.
That's gender neutral.
Yeah, anyone can be a pimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The union, I'm quoting here, the union argued Southwest must negotiate over the issue because it could involve sick leave or disability if pilots have a reaction to the vaccine.
Fair enough.
We are not anti-vaccine at all, but our pilots are extremely worried about how their medicals are going to be handled. If they
That's
are unable to fly,
reasonable.
Yep. Union President Casey Murray told the Associated Press. Murray said pilots had not staged a sick out because of the vaccine mandate. He instead blamed the chaos of the past few days on Southwest's operation, which he said has become brittle and cracks under the slightest pressure.
That
now,
seems extremely reasonable also.
It sure does.
I mean,
to
just
me.
Based on what's happening with like toilet paper.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think that on the surface, this story, until you actually read it,
well, Donald
it's
Trump
very
Jr.
easy to get. Go ahead.
Told,
yeah.
Well, he's told. I heard that it's they think the vaccine mandate is Nazi stuff, and that's why they're going to quit. They're quitting because of the mandate, is what I heard from reputable sources.
Pretty easy to to believe that if you choose to listen to Donald Trump Jr. instead of reading the article or listening to what the pilots union.
Well, why would you listen to the people you're talking about when that might make you unable to say all of the things that you want to say about them?
There's also unions at both Southwest and American have also argued that management has been too slow to bring pilots back from leaves of absence that the airlines persuaded them to take during the pandemic, leaving them shorthanded. So it sounds like a lot of chaos with the airlines themselves, which is frankly not surprising at all.
Yeah, it sounds like the pandemic caused a lot of chaos in a lot of industries, and it's
yeah, we
not...
really shouldn't have had that.
Why did we decide to do that?
Why did we? Yeah, we shouldn't have. We really shouldn't have. I tweeted kind of a half-baked thought that there's more plenty of room to expound upon, but like reading this, there are so many. I see lots of people had been posting about frustration at flights being canceled and flights being delayed. And with that is, like we just mentioned, a lot of misunderstanding as to what it is that's actually happening. And it just struck me like, yes, traveling, taking a day of travel and having my flight canceled. And maybe I really need to get home. Maybe I've had like a really long,
yeah,
shitty day.
That's a huge problem.
All of that stuff is true. But what's also true is that I support unions and I support their right to make reasonable demands to protect themselves. And protests are one of the only ways that we can do it.
Yeah, and
same reason. Yeah.
complaints are entirely reasonable, which it's is reasonable. Like, well, if we're made to do this, some of us are going to miss work because some people have bad reaction to the vaccine. We need to know how you plan to handle this. Are you going to, like, penalize us for this? Because if so, we're not okay with that. And that's not an unreasonable thing for a union to say.
Especially when working with an industry that clearly has not done the best job.
No, of course.
Responding to the pandemic and probably a lot of things.
No, the airline industry's trash. Pilots generally are fine. Fuck all of this, except for the pilots having perfectly reasonable concerns about, you know, stuff. I like pilots.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean,
and stewardesses
points to a lot of just like every, you know, if you are going to try to get everyone in your company vaccinated or like employees vaccinated, make sure that they do have the time to recover from that and all the things that, you know, everyone should have. It's like the kind of thing that we haven't. Every like problem with this pandemic has like come like happened before like anybody really like thought about it or planned about like thought ahead. And it's again, we just shouldn't have had it actually.
Yeah, I think it was a mistake. You know, we had a lot of debates before this, like should we have a pandemic? Should we not? Like, is this really a good idea? And you know, we tried it, and I think maybe we should not do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Hear, hear.
I
know it's a bold stance. It's going to be controversial, but I don't think the pandemic was a good idea.
Wow,
can
Robert.
We like email somebody about that? Or
yeah,
like, who do I talk to? Can I write a complaint? A strong? Can I Karen my us out of this situation? Let me take care of it.
Yeah, I'm sending a series of threats to the CEO of Southwest. That seems like the person to blame.
An army of Karens. Or what would the term, the collective term, be for that?
And
a complaint
a
of Karen's,
care mocked. Like...
I don't know about that. Do we want to breaking news of a quick update on what Dean Cain has to say about bisexual Superman?
Oh, good. Thank God, Cody. Thank God. Get us right in there. Who is Dean Cain? Also,
can we do a breaking news alert?
Dean Cain played Superman in The Adventures of Lois and Clark. Or Lois and Clark, the Adventures of Superman, whatever the fucking show is called.
What the fuck?
Lewis and Clark, I think.
Never.
Lewis and Clark.
Oh, Louie and Seaman.
He has a lot of opinions about this. He doesn't think... So they say it's a bold new direction, and I say they're bandwagoning. All right, Robin just came out as bi. Who's really shocked about that one? All right, fair point. The new Captain America is gay. My daughter in the CW series Supergirl, where I played the father, was gay. So I don't think it's bold or brave or some crazy new direction. If they had done this 20 years ago, perhaps that would be bold or brave. That's... So, like, here's the thing. That's...
Wait.
A fine point, I guess, because, like, yeah, okay. It's not, like, it should just be a thing that happens.
Yeah, it's just another weird thing.
He said this on Fox and Friends, and they're furious about it. So, actually, maybe there is some sort of, like, boldness to it if it's making half of the country furious. Brave would be having him fighting for the rights of gay people in Iran, where they'll throw you off a building for the offense of being gay. They're talking about having him fight climate change and the deportation of refugees, and he's dating a hacktivist, whatever a hacktivist is. Why don't they have him fight the injustices that created the refugees whose deportation he's protesting? That would be brave. I'd read that. Or fighting for the rights of women to attend school and have the ability to work and live, and boys not to be raped by men under the new warm and fuzzy Taliban.
What?
That would be brave. There's real evil in this world today, real corruption and government overreach, plenty of things to fight against, human trafficking, real and actual slavery going on. It'd be great to tackle those issues. So there's a lot going on there. I would argue that if Superman was fighting against the causes of refugee crises,
he would be furious. Awful lot of Americans.
He would say it's anti-American.
Particularly CEOs.
Yeah, he would be saying it's anti-American, anti you know, capitalism, anti-private businesses.
Yeah, he
anti-imperial.
Would,
like, yeah, why do you think the refugees...
I mean, I agree. I think it would be incredibly based if we had a Superman movie that opened with a montage of him hunting down the family members of the executives at United Fruit and Union Carbide and brutally murdering them while footage of the disasters they were responsible for plays in the background. And then the movie were to climax with him tearing off Henry Kissinger's head, and Henry Kissinger's got a mech suit for some reason. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that would be rad as hell. I would watch the shit out of that Superman movie.
Yeah, we reveal he's Brainiac or something like that. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But again, like, it's this weird, like, obfuscation and dismissal where it's like, no, I'd rather them do this. You would be so mad if they did that.
Mm-hmm. You'd be furious. Superman...
We are sure back to Superman for a while.
I am sorry, but Superman spoke up, and I think it's important to address.
Thoughts. I mean, there was a breaking news. We're gonna take a break for some ads. From the news, and then we'll be back for more. Cody, did you want to talk about Kristen Sinema?
Is she Kristen good now?
No. I was just looking through what you're pitching. I know that she's teaching a fundraising class, and she's also like running the Boston Marathon and doing all the stuff that is not her job.
Oh yeah, I mean, she is teaching a class on fundraising. Maybe that's an issue that
maybe
a sitting senator, and like, this is a thing where it's like, okay, if she was a senator years ago and it's like, oh, I'm gonna teach you how to fucking do it, that would be not still like perpetuating the system that we don't want, but like, that would be like a little more acceptable because she's not literally in office.
What is she? Who is she teaching it to?
Students at Arizona, I believe it's Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Hold on.
Oh, the college in which she hid in the bathrooms, right?
Yeah. It was like, right. I mean, like, she left the class on fundraising to go hide in the bathroom. And it's not even like, you know, go ahead, do it. But it's just a very, it just shows you exactly who she is. And it's almost unbelievable. Like, if you wrote this into a movie, you'd be like, well, that's too far. She's not literally going to be teaching a class on fundraising and like how to ask for money and get donations. The outline identifies key course concepts such as corporate giving, political strategy, influence, and power.
She shouldn't be teaching this class.
For Cinema did not respond.
Be? It's not great.
It's not great.
Not a good looks, Kristen.
But she's gonna get her way, probably.
The terrible people nearly always do, except
she doesn't care about being reelected. You know. Did we talk about that on this show?
Bernard Montgomery.
Probably. She wants is just more money, so I guess she's doing it by teaching.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like she's interested in being reelected.
Well, no, she wants a book deal. She wants, like, whatever comes next.
Yeah, she's done with politics. It's time for her to get rich and escape the things that she is making more inevitable for the rest of us.
And, like, she can't even...
I kind of helped her get into office.
You can't... Look, the problem is the electoral system is fundamentally flawed, and the only people who run for public office are not good people. 100% of them, even the ones you like, they're all bad.
Well, right, because like,
aren't when they get started, they become it.
Yep. Yep.
And yes, exactly. It eats you up. Money eats you up. It changes the way your brain works.
It sure does.
And like, there's just an aspect of like, because the only way really out of this kind of thing, like, okay, she's teaching this class in fundraising, which means she is not only perpetuating the system, but she's basically saying that it's good. And here's how to do it. Like, here, it's good, and here's how to do it.
Because
the way to get out of it is to have people who are elected sacrifice their positions of power. But like, for example, like, this is a small example, but like, Ted Cruz has written an amendment from years ago. He doesn't talk about it because he doesn't want to actually do it, where it has term limits. It's term limits on Congress. But in the bill, in the amendment, he points out that if you are in Congress at the time that this passes, you don't count. So it limits terms to two terms. But if you're if you've been senator for five terms, you still get two more because Jesus, they're not willing to sacrifice their position at the time. It's all ahead of time. You can't, like, we've joked about, like, yeah, it would be amazing. A president becomes a president. No more presidents. I'm the last one. No more. Mm-hmm. You have to have people in power go, we're not, like, making laws to restrict their own power and their own access to funds and influence. And there's nobody really fighting for, like, publicly funded elections or third party because you... If you're in the system, you can't, because it means you have to give something up. And I don't know, maybe Yang's third party will help.
Maybe that'll solve it.
You always bring the yucks, the comedy.
Yeah, yeah. I love Yang's third party.
Very nervous for midterm and 2024. And
I mean, yeah, I just was looking. Biden's poll numbers aren't
good.
Trash. And they should be trash.
It's comparable. It is. Shit. It should. But yeah. I mean, I do think that both Obama and Clinton had similar approval ratings.
Yeah, we just don't like politicians.
We just don't like them. Well, and yeah, like Democrats for a long time haven't really delivered the goods and have been disappointing.
Yeah, I can't think of a single good they've ever delivered.
You know, Obamacare is a step in the right direction here, but all the things could be said about that.
Yeah.
It does feel, I mean, I know we talked about this. What's going to happen? I don't want to make predictions about Donald Trump, but if he's alive, I bet he's running. Who knows? I'm just saying that I don't even know how. I'm just saying that all of this shit's happening around us and our election integrity is under threat and we're just in this weird limbo period. It feels like watching the people we elected not do shit, you know, and all these other chess pieces lining up to be just year after year of worst year ever.
Yay.
That's fun. I'm glad I said all that.
Yeah.
My chest.
I wish I had anything like positive at the moment. Like there is, I don't know. It varies with me from day to day, like whether or not.
Yeah.
Because the upshot of this is that, well, if most Americans hate Trump and most Americans hate Biden, maybe most Americans will eventually come to realize this is all trash. Fuck this system and mobilize in order to replace it with something at least marginally better.
Yang's
the downside
party.
Is, no, some guy who just hasn't ruined his reputation yet will come in and turn out to be a fascist and get
exactly right.
And learn from this and learn better.
Yeah.
But I mean, even, to see the way that Republicans, even if there aren't, there's plenty of people that are anti-Trump within the party, but still the party in general leans in his direction. You know, Chuck Grassley or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. No, they can't. I mean, they
have
to.
You know, just like, did you guys see his acceptance of Trump's endorsement? It was basically like he basically said, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. I'd be a fool not to accept this nomination. And it's like, he just stood up there and said, like, yep, I'm selling my soul.
Yeah. Exactly. They can only acknowledge. Sorry.
Yeah.
And like Steve Bannon's back doing his bullshit, tinkering around. And it feels very much like they're going to focus on the. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We've all said new things. You
get what,
know. What I'm
they
saying.
Know, they know that Trump is the only way forward for them.
They've hitched their ride to a fascist, and the only answer now is more fascism.
Just
and like
down.
You have, you know, like even Trump is like realizes like it's all just sort of like this monster that was created, and now you can't contain it. There are all those clips whenever Trump says get the vaccine, he gets booed because of everything he said and done.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the Ashley Babbitt video.
Oh God.
I mean, we are, of course, referring to the video the president put out, basically, you know, calling her a martyr, you know, and saying we're still looking justice seeking, you know.
Well, it's kind of thing where
they're horsed vesseling her like as hard as they possibly can. They're turning her into a martyr so that they can justify the mass murder of their enemies. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It's not the same situation, but same with like Rittenhouse, where it's like, no, he's our patron saint of how to deal with these protests.
I mean, it's a very similar situation. Anyway, cool. We got there.
Well, thank you. We should probably Kirsten draw Cinema. This to a close. But before we go out, because this has been a little bit of a bummer, I want to read an excerpt from the Larry Niven short story, Man of Steel, Woman of Kleenex. Can I do that?
Of course you may.
Okay. Breaking news.
This is, okay. Consider the driving urge between a man and a woman, the monomaniacal urge to achieve greater and greater penetration. Remember also that we are dealing with Kryptonian muscles. Superman would literally crush Lois Lane's body in his arms while simultaneously ripping her open to from crotch to sternum, gutting her like a trout. Lastly, he'd blow off the top of her head. Ejaculation of semen is entirely involuntary in the human male and in all other forms of terrestrial life. It would be unreasonable to assume otherwise for a Kryptonian, but with Kryptonian muscles behind it, Kal-El's semen would emerge with the muzzle velocity of a machine gun bullet. In the view of the foregoing, normal sex is impossible between Lois Lane and Superman. Artificial insemination may give us better results. First, we must collect the semen. The globules will emerge at transonic speeds. Superman must first ejaculate, then fly frantically after the stuff to catch it in a test tube. We assume that he is on the moon, both for privacy and to prevent the semen from exploding into vapor on hitting the air at such speeds. He can catch the semen, of course, before it evaporates in a vacuum. He's faster than a speeding bullet. But can he keep it? All known forms of Kryptonian life have superpowers. The same must hold true of living Kryptonian sperm. We may reasonably assume that Kryptonian sperm are vulnerable only to starvation and to green kryptonite, that they can travel with equal ease through water, air, vacuum, glass, brick, boiling steel, solid steel, liquid helium, or the core of a star, and that they are capable of translate velocities.
Sexual tardigrades.
Fascinating.
What kind of a test tube will hold such beasties? It goes on like this.
Wow.
It's an incredible, incredible short story.
Is that even like a short story or is it just like...
It's just pages of Larry Niven speculating about Superman's cum.
Yes.
It's a masterpiece.
What a little science nerd he is.
Anyway,
thank you for ending on that note. And you know what? That's a sincere thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Yeah, check it out. It's appreciate for free you. Online. You can find it.
Yeah.
Man of Steel, Woman of Kleenex. All right, that's good.
All
to
right,
do it for all of
well,
us.
Well, we did it.
We fucking did it.
Everything's so dumb, and it's gonna get dumber.
Great. I tried.
Yes.
Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.